Stop by at 2414 Casement Road, Manhattan, or email frontdesk at 1350kman.com.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Executive Director of the Governor's Military Council, Perry Wiggins, and lots more to talk about here today. And I know that military value analysis, been doing a little bit of work on that, Perry.
Yeah, we have. You know, for the past several years, Fort Riley, I truly believe, has gotten a raw deal, specifically with regards to deployability, timelines, and then training area. Fort Riley, although 100,000 acres, what's paused about Fort Riley is about 73 to 77,000 acres of Fort Riley is usable acres for training. I mean, great training area. And so this military value analysis takes a calculus and says, how much training acres do you have available on an installation that serves the units there? And they use that as basically a metric to gauge a priority of value. And unfortunately, Fort Riley in total acres doesn't compare to installations like Fort Bragg, Fort Campbell, that have large training areas, or Alaska for that matter. But usable acreage, it really does, you know, serve very well or compare very well. Alaska, for example, has a great training area, great huge training area, but it's seasonal. When the snows come and when you have ice on there and really you get unusable training time on Alaska. Fort Carson, Colorado, for example, uses Pinyon Canyon, Colorado, 173 or so miles south of the post. So the bottom line for me is trying to get that calculus where it's fair, it's objective, and Senator Moran has really done a great job, his office done a great job of instituting language that we're trying to introduce into the National Defense Authorization Act that says you're going to use these calculus and report back that makes it fair and objective.
Very good. Do want to remind our listeners once again, too, as always, phone lines are open while we have Perry Wiggins with us today. If you have questions or comments, Governor's Military Council, 537-1350, toll-free 866-776-1350. And I know we were chatting a little bit during break. There's just still that word out there. I remember this through the years that I've been here, you know, that Fort Riley's landlocked and that's a disadvantage. But you really have had some interesting things to say about that. And that kind of plays into that military value analysis, too.
It really does. I mean, from a rail perspective, to have a main line on the main installation that can accommodate rail cars for a brigade combat team to load up and then move on the main line to the port, maybe Beaumont, and do that faster than the boat can get to the port itself is critical. And the other thing that Fort Riley has, it has its own engine, locomotive. And that's an incredible asset to have. The other thing is we've worked really hard. Folks here, and you know, I don't take any credit for this because it was done before I got here, but some great airport managers that have opened up their airports to become deployability platforms as well in Forbes Field, Manhattan, and Salina, which enables the division to move very rapidly, go to these major airfields, load up, and get out very quickly.
All good information to have, too. Well, I guess we can move along to a few other subjects. Or is there anything else on that matter that you wanted to get into when we're talking about military value and that kind of thing?
No, but I think the bottom line is we got to maintain focus on that. I think we got to improve the military value of Fort Riley as in comparison to the other divisional posts. And we are working hard to make that happen.
I know Military Appreciation Day celebrated fairly recently.
Yeah, the governor signed a proclamation on the 24th of April. We had representatives from McConnell Air Force Base, Fort Riley, the National Guard, and Fort Leavenworth were all present. And it was a great opportunity to get together and talk about issues and concerns with the governor that need to be addressed. And I will tell you what was really refreshing is the commanders were very candid with the governor. And brought forth some great things for their communities and not only their installations, but really the schools and the communities outside the installations.
We talk a lot with you about the various posts around the state, but sometimes I think we neglect to mention the Guard and Reserve, and you do have an active role with that group also in your role as executive director.
I do. I've been blessed in my military career to work side by side with what they call our citizen soldiers, our National Guard. They are incredible patriots, and they sacrifice so very much. They work in your communities, and not only do they respond and deploy 9,000 miles away, they also, in times here in Kansas, for example, in fires, or recently when we had 18 inches of snow drop out in West Kansas, they respond to the aid of the citizens and bring relief. And so for me, I truly appreciate the Guard and what they do here in the state of Kansas.
And I will say, you know, we recently were recognized as Patriotic Employer and also the radio station as a whole getting an award, and that was a wonderful banquet. Sometimes I don't think even I understand the importance of what it's like to have employees that are in the Guard and Reserve. And you have to have some tolerance because you don't know it. I mean, they may get deployed almost immediately, and you have to figure out a way to work around that.
Yeah, you know, that's the other side of the coin that not a lot of people take into consideration. We have some, you know, we're the greatest military on this earth because we serve the greatest nation on this earth. And our employers have been the bill payers for past 15 years of persistent conflict. They've enabled these great Americans to suit up, deploy, and they've held their jobs while they've been gone, and they've literally sacrificed. So, you know, the strain on our employers is huge, and we owe them a great debt of gratitude. And congratulations on your award.
Thank you. Yeah. I noticed Ellsworth Correctional Facility really got one of the bigger awards, and they've done a lot of that, of course. But there's, like, even a Dairy Queen in Galena, Kansas, that they helped out the spouse while her husband was overseas. And, you know, it's just little things that you do to kind of help someone out during that time.
Sure. You know, most of our National Guard and Reserve, a great percentage of them are our first responders. Not only are they Reserve and Guard in the military, they also serve as policemen, firemen, EMTs. And so they got a real service mindset to them.
Well, before we wrap up today, we maybe will take a look at some of the different posts around the state. Well, I know Fort Riley, of course, just receiving word today about their big Victory Fest celebration, August 19th, by the way. So you heard it first here. I think they just released that. But some exciting things going on that way.
Yeah, I was just looking on their Facebook site, although I don't use Facebook all that much. I got to admit, they did announce the bands they're going to be playing there, and they seem like they got some great bands, and it's open to the public. So those people who have never been out to Fort Riley, this is a great opportunity to go on their website, fill out the form, which gets you through the post, and gets you out to the airfield to basically interact with soldiers, celebrate with the 1st Infantry Division their 100-year anniversary.
Maybe some of the other posts, anything else going on there you're wanting to mention while you're here today?
Well, you know, Fort Leavenworth, they are the intellectual capital of our Army, so they have classes and students there throughout the year. One of them is my son-in-law, who's going to graduate this year, and unfortunately break my wife's heart by taking my daughter and the 3 grandkids to Alaska. But, you know, so they're gearing up for graduation right now, and that's an interesting time because that basically makes the post a little empty for just a couple weeks, but gives those instructors there that work very hard throughout the year a little bit of a break, and then they'll receive the new class. McConnell Air Force Base is continuing with the construction for the new KC-46s. That's a huge construction project down there. Billions of dollars going into that installation, which is good to see. And then Smoky Hill Range Complex, we're working hard to figure out how we maximize the use of that complex. So Smoky Hill just completed a big exercise with Special Operations Command, and they're looking at the next operation that they'll have coming in that'll help, I think, fill hotel rooms and rental cars at Salina, Kansas.
And Smoky Hill, that's more the, like the drone technology and that kind of thing. Not completely, though.
No, I mean, it's more of an Air Force weapons range. So the Air Force flies out with their fighter aircraft and drops dummy bombs, no live ordnance. And they do a practice out there. And then we have folks from Fort Riley that do go out there periodically. And the drones do fly from Fort Riley. There's a special corridor that Kansas is unique to have that goes from Fort Riley out to Smoky Hill. The FAA has worked very hard to approve that. And so we're trying to also, with that, in regards to that, work with Amazon, work with K-State Polytechnic Institute that has a great UAV system or course of instruction in Salina, and bring that all together.
Well, anything else? We have less than a minute. Anything else you want to add today, Perry?
I just appreciate the opportunity, and I appreciate all that the state of Kansas does to support our military men and women. who stand on point for this nation. So thanks very much.
Thanks again to Perry Wiggins, Governor's Military Council Executive Director. You've been listening to In Focus.
Always good to have you in, sir. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, State Senator Tom Hawk of Manhattan will be, I understand, via phone interview tomorrow. Also, Riley County Extension 4-H agent John Jobe to join us. Dave Colburn will be here with a few others to talk about Bicycle Month activities. And Riley County Health Department Director Jennifer Green and Brava Spencer also to join us on KMAN's In Focus tomorrow. Clark Howard is coming up after CBS News. We'll have a little bit of the Rush Limbaugh Show and Royals baseball on KMAN beginning at 12:30. Royals going to try to take another one today. It's 10 a.m.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan, KMAN, Manhattan.
CBS News, I'm Steve.